All this week, we're bringing you stories about innovation in Milwaukee. How do we compete? If anything has become clear, it's this. Our city needs creative minds. School can be the first place to open and shape those minds. Yet with everything else classrooms aim to teach these days, where do creativity and innovation fall on the priority list? In today's segment of our Project Milwaukee series, WUWM education reporter Rachel Morello explores where innovation falls in today's educational landscape.
When we think of the word creativity, things like music and art might come to mind. Students at Bruce Guadalupe Community School on Milwaukee's South Side are among those who boast about their thriving arts program, including this orchestra. Today, they're performing for State Superintendent Tony Evers.
A lot of veterans in this place.
15 years? 14 years.
But the definition of creativity is much broader than craft. In today's world, it's about ideas. What do you bring to the table? Nobody knows this better than Evers. It's his job to help schools produce students who can contribute.
These students are going to be wonderfully prepared, not only because they do a great job in English language arts and mathematics, but their creativity is just off the charts, and that's what our businesses are looking for.
Even though educators understand the value of teaching innovation, they say resources and time can be an issue.
There's a national dialogue about how we are engineering the creativity right out of our students.
Maggie Kuhn Jacobus is Executive Director and CEO of Creative Alliance Milwaukee, a group working to foster creativity throughout the city, including in schools.
The American education system right now has gone to an extreme of focused on test scores and grades and standardized testing. In that process, it doesn't allow for creative expression or demonstration of mastery of the creative skills. So it has been, in some ways, almost designed out of our curriculum, generally speaking.
The Milwaukee Public School System boasts an entire department dedicated to innovation. Its staff develops and implements programs to accelerate student achievement. But MPS is a struggling system. Performance in basic skills, such as reading and math, fall below the state average. So the district directs a lot of resources toward lifting up low-performing schools. For many, then, the drive to foster creative thinking falls on the periphery of the school day. After-school activities, clubs, and teams where students aren't getting a grade or passing or failing a test. For instance, on a recent weekend at Bradley Tech High School.
Down. Let's go under the low bar over the French fence.
The thumbs of Rufus King Jr. Julia Lopez move furiously around a video game controller. She's directing a small robot on wheels through a maze.
We're just trying to get them over all like the different obstacles for the competition. These are just going to be some of the...
Lopez and her teammates built the robot for a local competition called First Robotics. It gives students 6 weeks to invent a contraption that can perform certain tasks. Her team is comprised of students from several MPS high schools. Lopez is struggling to get her robot up a wooden ramp, but after trial and error, she hits the right button and the gadget zooms full speed ahead.
Hey, that worked.
Program mentor Kyle Koloje says activities like robotics give kids an outlet for creativity, as well as a chance to apply what they learned in school.
A lot of what's done in the classroom is theory-based. This is very hands-on. The kids get that feeling what they're going to see in real life. When they get a job, they're going to see the same problems where they have to work collaboratively and come together to solve that problem.
And students are finding success here. The MPS robotics team advanced to a national competition last year. Similar programs exist across the city to give kids opportunities to create. Activities like Lego League and Future City, where they design a model city of the future. Rufus King Jr. Nicholas Christensen says it's all substance he doesn't get out of a normal school day.
You can really expand what you know about the thing that you're doing, and in that you can find new innovative and creative ways to complete things. And then that mindset kind of transfers over into your real life, and then you just are a more creative person.
Another time students get to think outside the textbook is on field trips.
It will come up with a position in space according to the color.
Red, green, yellow, blue, light, dark, and gloss.
There you go.
Engineers at Rockwell Automation frequently host classes. Employee Chris Genthy says it's important for businesses to partner with schools in creating innovators. After all, these kids could be future employees.
There's a lot of industry here, so if I can spark a few little interest here and there, then I'm not so worried about it. And that's part of my goal for doing a lot of this.
Bottom line, kids need direction. Maggie Kuhn-Jacobus of Creative Alliance Milwaukee says students need programs to get their creative juices flowing.
Often creativity is thought to be some sort of magic potion that some people have and some don't, some kind of fairy dust or something. But in fact, creativity is a skill set, which means it can be taught, it can be learned, it can be enhanced, it can be applied.
Just like the student musicians at Bruce Guadalupe, becoming innovative in any field takes time, energy, and practice, practice, practice. Rachel Morello, 89.7, WUWM.